March 6th. And then the Easter Sunday? April 21st. Very good. You have a good memory. Do you remember what Father Jim Sitzko told us? The three things, being nice, the first day he told us. First, don't pass on your misery to others. Second, honor the absent, meaning don't gossip. And third, be positive and not negative. One of the things I read this morning is about an old man who has eight hair, only eight, and then he was going to the barber, and the barber said, "What do you want me to do? To count or to cut?" The old man said, color them. Thinking positive, huh? The Greek word for epiphany, which means appearance or manifestation, is used to describe Jesus' first appearance to the Gentiles. Originally, the word epiphany referred to the visit of a king to the people of his provinces. In the context of Christianity, epiphany refers to God's self-revelation as well as to the revelation of Jesus as his son. And the feast commemorates the coming of the Magi as the occasion for the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the Western Church. In our second reading, St. Paul said, "It has now been revealed by the Holy Spirit to the apostles and prophets that the Gentiles or the non-Jews are co-heirs, members of the same body of Christ Jesus." So through this epiphany, we know that Jesus is sent not just for the Jews, but for all of us, for all peoples, for all nations. Now that Jesus is born one of us, anyone who is wise can follow the light of faith, represented by the star, and find salvation in this child. The ancient prophecy of Isaiah is now fulfilled. Light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. Nations shall walk by your light, and the kings by your shining radiance. All from Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The great procession of the nations to the feet of Jesus, which began with the Magi, continues to this day. Today we rejoice in the universality of the church. People from every nation and race are discovering that Jesus is the Savior of the world. The Catholic Church is like the star, pointing all peoples to Christ. This evangelistic mission of the church will continue until the end of time, when the heavenly Jerusalem will shine with the light of Christ, the Lamb of God. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamps was the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and to it the kings of the earth will bring their treasure. Revelation 21, verses 23-24. In contrast to the Magi, whom we stands another king, one who is not a wise man, King Herod. Instead of rejoicing at the news of a newborn king and paying him homage, he was greatly disturbed, feeling that this child is a rival and has come to take away his earthly kingdom, when in fact Jesus has come to give him a share in a much greater kingdom, the kingdom of God. We still have followers of Herod in our day today. They even will kill children to protect their power, their possessions, their prestige, or their pleasure. 1.5 million babies are murdered in the womb in this country every year. Enough of this evil deed. Enough of this deception. Enough of this darkness. Let Christ, our light, shine amidst this darkness. Let Christ, the truth, stop this deception and allow him to truly set us free. Let us allow Jesus Christ be our light, that we may experience true freedom. This feast of the Epiphany presents us a challenge. Will we respond to Christ like the Magi or like Herod? Will we keep him out? Will we seek him out in order to fall prostrate before him or in order to destroy him? Will we worship him every Sunday, serving him in the poor, or just ignore him? Or continue to serve our selfish selves, our selfish pleasures? Selfishness always leads us to emptiness. When we don't worship God, we usually worship false gods, and one of them is sometimes we worship ourselves, human beings. And no wonder many are sad because we are not supposed to worship those things or those people. We are supposed to worship because of this problem also. God made our hearts for love, and only when we love others that we truly are happy. And for St. Thomas, definition, love is willing the good of the others, opposite with using others for your own pleasure. One way to evaluate the true response of our hearts is to identify our treasures and see what we really do with them. The gold, the frankincense, and myrrh can be taken to symbolize our possessions, our hopes, and our sacrifices. Our gold can be used selfishly or generously. What we give to those in need, we actually lay at the feet of Christ, since he tells us that whatever we do to the least, brethren, we do to him. Matthew 25, verse 40. We burn our frankincense before the altar of God or the altars of false gods of this world. We need to consider how much time we spend for our physical health compared to our spiritual health and growth, and how much we worry about our life here on earth rather than seeking to improve our knowledge of God. Sacrifices or sufferings should not result in bitterness of heart, but rather in the joy of sharing the cross of Christ for the salvation of the souls of our loved ones and other souls. Suffering are a reminder that we are mortal, we are in need of God, and that we are pilgrims of this world, destined for God's kingdom. As we receive Holy Communion today, like the Magi, may we be transformed by our encounter with the Lord. May our finding the child with Mary, his mother, result in our traveling through life by a different route, the way of faith, that is, of total trust in God's love and mercy, truly walking not by faith, truly walking by faith, and not by sight. Bishop Olmsted, in his he has a new apostolic letter. It's the title is "Complete My Joy," launched or released last Sunday. And it's about the family, because in this year, in December 2019, this year, we will be celebrating the 50th year of our. So December 2nd, 2019 is the 50th year. So in honor of this 50 years of our diocese, our bishop wrote us a letter. And he quoted John Paul II, and I want to quote this to end this homily. He said, "Man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him. If he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it. This, as has already been said, is why Christ the Redeemer fully reveals man to himself." So this is the reason why we have Jesus come, to reveal to us who God is, and that he is love, and that we too might love one another and find true happiness. May Mary the Immaculate, the Mother of Jesus Christ, help us to be light to others, guiding them to encounter her Son, our Savior. Amen.